Though we can recognize the classic signs of sleepiness, eyes closing, head nodding, in the workplace we must be concerned about the question, is this person too sleepy to work safely? A number of different tools, which I have spoken about before, are now available to help us answer this question. These tools assess sleepiness through what is called vigilance tests. This is based on the fact that we are usually slower to respond when we are sleepy. Israeli researchers have also come up with a really novel test, which might be helpful as a quick indicator of how sleepy someone might be. They have suggested that sleepy individuals will sway more when they are standing with their eyes closed. I've experimented with this on my own and others and have found that this might have some merit. You can try this experiment on your own. All of the above indicate sleepiness and impairment in the moment, but could we predict someone's level of sleepiness and fitness for duty? Dr. Stephen Hirsch developed a quantitative tool which took into account previous hours of sleep and hours worked, among other factors. Now, this tool has been validated and used in the transportation industry when investigating accidents. It can also be a useful tool when designing shift schedules and assigning employees to shifts. Know someone who needs to hear this message? Please share it so that they can sleep better, feel better, and work better.